We've been asking you for your questions, you've been sending them our way, and now we answer them. That's how this thing works. In the latest installment of our news experiment, we meet KBSX listener and question asker, Jordan Harris. He works for one of the big hospitals in Boise, managing a team of couriers. The roads are a major facet of his job, so it's no surprise Jordan's question has to do with the freeways.
Why do we not have a north-south freeway? I've heard it was proposed. I want to know if it was proposed and was it rejected?
We gave it a think, made some calls, and here's what we found.
If you look at a map, you'll find the Treasure Valley is actually replete with highways. There's State Highway 44, aka State Street, US 2026, better known as Chinden, and Highway 55 leading up to McCall. However, they're freeways with caveats. All of them are corridors through the region, but each has stoplights. Out of all of these, only Highway 55, part of which is Eagle Road, runs north-south.
Okay, hold on. Let me just turn my phones off so they don't go off. Where's my other phone? Okay, so whenever you're ready.
Jennifer Gonzalez is a spokesperson for the Idaho Transportation Department in Boise and our freeway sage. I put Jordan's question of why we don't have a north-south freeway in the Treasure Valley to her.
That is a really good question. The Idaho Transportation Department is focused on State Highway 16 and its eventual connection from Emmett to State Street, State Street to Chinden, and the eventual plans at full build-out are to connect Highway 16 to Interstate 84.
Gonzalez says there's no established timeline for when that new north-south artery will be complete, so there's that. But Jordan, and many others, have heard rumors of a different freeway.
It's kind of become like an urban myth at this point.
He's talking about the Ring Road.
I don't know if it's actually true, but I was always told that in the 90s, someone proposed a circular freeway like they have in most cities, where you get off at all the different little towns and suburbs, but it was rejected because it was a quote-unquote California idea.
As a native of the Golden State, I'll overlook that. I talked to an official at the Idaho Division of the Federal Highway Administration, and they said that maybe back in the early days, when the highway system was getting drawn up, think skinny ties in the Eisenhower administration, there may have been talk of a north-south route. But as we see every day when we hit the road, that didn't come to pass. Jennifer Gonzalez at ITD says she too has gotten wind of the Ring Road chatter.
There have been rumors over the years about some type of bypass, perhaps, that would go around the Treasure Valley from, you know, points south of Boise. So while there have been whispers about that, and I've certainly heard it as well, there has never been a proposal from this agency to build that type of system.
She says ITD's mission is to maintain and preserve the existing road system, i.e. no new freeways are planned. But there is a glimmer of hope. Starting next year, a major expansion project of I-84 between Caldwell and Nampa is set to get underway. It's not a north-south route, but when it's done, it will relieve the headaches of thousands of drivers. Jordan Harris, our questioner, doesn't sound like he's too disappointed at the prospect of no Ring Road on the agenda for transportation planners.
I think it's not going to happen because everything's kind of grown together. But I think my assumption was, at one point, it would have been very easy to do.
You know what they say about assuming, Jordan. Every once in a blue moon, you're exactly right. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.
Just a reminder, this story is part of our listener-generated project here at KBSX. Jordan's question was a winner of our most recent voting round, and since then, we asked you what you wanted to know about the total solar eclipse. Well, reporting on that story is already underway, and you'll be hearing it in the next few weeks before the celestial event. In the meantime, if you have questions that you're curious about, you can always submit them at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.